and welcome back to it. It's the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on a Monday. We're bringing you stories of hope in the middle of this pandemic. That's why we call it the No Panic Zone here where we operate. We've been on location remotely here for about a month now. We got out of the way of this thing as it was moving forward. We knew things were going to happen. We had an idea we should be ready, and we were. My next guest here is a survivor of the COVID-19. He is 38-year-old Jim Santilli of Michigan, who fell deathly ill back on Wednesday, March the 18th. He is recovering now at home, and he says it's because of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, the combination put forth by the president. The president was mocked for saying that these things might work, anti-malaria drugs in combination with other drugs to help people like Jim. Jim says he's living proof. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the program. Thank you for being in the No Panic Zone.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
All right. So you survived. I mean, you're still isolated in your basement. I understand you talked to your wife by telephone in your own house because you've isolated yourself in a room and you don't actually see her because you want to keep everybody healthy. And until you're declared COVID-19 free, you kind of have to hole up in your basement. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm in an isolated bedroom in the house right now. It's a little difficult. You know, as you said, I use the telephone to talk to my wife. Also, thank God for FaceTime because it allows us to see each other. But right now, the health department recommended that until all my symptoms are gone, which the only symptom I have remaining at this time is a cough, they recommended staying isolated until 3 days after the end of those symptoms.
And so the good news is, and the smile on your face is that you're here with us. So I want you to share with the people on the program today what happened beginning on the 18th of March. What happened? You woke up. You didn't feel right. Walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, so really the afternoon of Wednesday, March 18th, I started coming down with some severe respiratory and cardiac issues. So on the respiratory side, I had a cough. I was having difficulty breathing, wheezing. The cardiac side, I had a heart rate that was in the 160s. My blood pressure was through the roof. So I went to Henry Ford Macomb Hospital in Clinton Township, which is here in Macomb County, Michigan. And right away, they suspected COVID-19. They did a COVID-19 test. However, at the time, the test results were taking quite some time. So I didn't receive those results until the evening of Sunday, March 22nd. While I was in the hospital, you know, really, it's kind of a interesting situation. And those test results are very, very, very important because without them, doctors essentially have their hands tied to some aspects. And the reason being is because let's just say I went in there and I did not have COVID-19. Let's just say it was airway restriction. Well, in that situation, doctors would more than likely probably give a high dose of steroids. However, if you have COVID-19, the doctors right now are kind of not doing that form of treatment because,
well, they don't know what to do with you.
There's an understanding out there that steroids can actually irritate COVID-19 and make your immune system weaker. So again, those test results are so important. Now, while I was in the hospital, throughout the days, I continued to decline. And the only treatment I was receiving, albuterol in an inhaler form. Because if you have COVID-19 right now, they're not giving breathing treatments in there because right, it can possibly spread the COVID-19 through tiny droplets in the air. So I was receiving albuterol. I was receiving a low dose of steroids. And again, my condition continued to worsen. The difficulty breathing was getting worse and many other things.
So at that point, so I want to jump in here, Jim. I just want to jump in because at that point in the conversation, you don't know what's going on. You know that your treatment is limited because they can't make certain decisions because the test isn't back. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You don't have test results. And so therefore, they can't use the steroids because it might complicate it if it's COVID-19, which they believe it likely is. But they don't know if they can pursue a path to, you know, treat COVID-19 because they're not sure 100% yet. So then comes Saturday morning. Now you're in a situation where you have reached a point where your breathing is really labored. You're struggling to breathe. And you're wondering if you're going to make it, correct?
Oh, yeah. And Saturday morning, that was the worst day of it all. I was literally laying in the hospital bed thinking to myself, am I actually going to live to see midnight? I didn't think so at that point. I basically felt like I was slowly drowning. And around that same time, the doctor came in and he explained that, you know, they basically ran out of treatment options. So he told me he was going to have an infectious disease physician come in to see me. That physician from infectious diseases arrived shortly after. And that was kind of really the breaking point. He mentioned the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin. I didn't hear about it at that point, but he told me they were seeing positive results with COVID-19 patients in both China and South Korea and recommended they try it. At that point, I said to myself, what do I have to lose? You know, so I was all about trying it. They gave me the first dose on Saturday evening, and within hours, it was a almost 180 degree turnaround. The gasping for air stopped. I was no longer struggling. My vitals were improving. I mean, it was just a miracle. In fact, I had tears of joy, you know, with happiness, just because
it
truly was a miracle at that point and gave me hope. And I actually felt like I could defeat COVID-19. It wasn't going to defeat me.
Now, right. And Sunday, I want people to understand something. Jim, I want to jump in here because I want people to understand something about you. You're 38 years old. You're not in bad health. You did have asthma as a child, but overall you're in pretty good health. So the idea that this is only going after people that are 65 years of age and older is certainly not true. You are a guy who is 38 years old and in generally good health except for this. But the other thing is you say Donald Trump deserves a big thank you because he brought this drug to the attention of the world that it might work. It could be a cure. And for you, you say you're living proof.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's something I learned when I was in the hospital was that actually President Trump did go out and make this publicly known, this hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin. And I do want to thank the president. I believe that, you know, I owe him really for my life. And I'm sure many other people, you know, are thankful as well. I mean, that was a great thing he did, making that publicly known. It works. I am living proof. And I think the American people can really have hope. Knowing that there is treatment out there that's going to save lives and end people's suffering.
Jim Santilli here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Jim, so good to have you here. I'm going to hold you through the break because I want to tell you about some other breaking news that I think will make you fairly happy. But I'm looking at other stories. Yours is not the only one, but there aren't many yet, except there's a lot of help on the way. So hold tight right there. Jim Santilli coming to us live from his home in Macomb County, Michigan. He is a COVID-19 survivor. Hydroxychloroquine and antibiotics in combination, he said, no question, saved his life. Didn't think he was going to live until midnight last Saturday. And here he is recovering at home, hoping to get a clearance so that he can finally leave the room in his basement after being there for so long. If you'd like to find out more, please do. Go to stevegruber.com. We've got a complete story on Jim's survival. The COVID-19 survivor story is at stevegruber.com. You can also find it on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Share it with your friends. Give them some hope, a glimmer of hope. Give them Jim's story, because survivor stories are what we need right now as we face this pandemic, and we face it together. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the No Panic Zone. More with Jim Santilli right after this.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.